Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent. Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, very much loved and very, very sexy people. Well, what an interesting morning. You know, it's like the shit's hitting the fan already. Oh, did I say that? I meant the shift. I certainly did. So, let me tell you how the universe talks to you. Okay, I was feeling a little off in my privates yesterday. We got to some amazing stuff, but I could feel like there was, it didn't just feel right, you know? And then some stuff went down tonight, last night personally. And then this morning, I go to get on the show, and the link that always works didn't work. And there was no information anywhere in my office about how to get on. And so, thank God, Stephen, my fabulous producer here, is with me because I called him on the cell. He went, ah! So he told me how to get on, and as soon as I called, I was on like 2 seconds, and then it said, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. And I thought, okay, I have got to get to this before I talk to these people. And I do what we all do. I went right to my head, and I went, God, is it about, you know, channeling? Is it about what? And then, finally, I just sat there and went, okay, not going to get the answer this way, D, duh. So I just said I am the highest answer, and I heard the word disconnect. Now, what's so interesting is last night I'm laying in bed getting ready to go to bed, and I always watch Friends or something innocuous before I go to bed, and on comes this advertisement for a new film, and it's called Disconnect. And I sat up in bed, I went, Disconnect. Wow, I've got to see that film. Okay. Now, that's what you call synchronicity and what most people are totally unconscious to. That's how the world talks to you. That's how the channel talks to you. That's how you, as God, talk to you. So here is the latest and greatest claim that just came in literally after I dialed in to the show. I am connected to the God of me, which is the God of everything. Yes, let's open our little hearts now, fall into our bodies, and claim that one again. I am connected to the God of me, which is the God of everything. There is no one or no thing, guys, unless you allow it, that can disconnect you from the God that you are, period. That's who you are. So if you give that away, if we give that away, it's by choice. Now, a lot of you, I know, follow both programs, and you know what's up big time. And we're having already some pretty miraculous results around this information. We've discovered that our bodies have been held separate from our spirituality. For example, your body is something that you let go of in order to spiritually ascend when you die. That's the old idea. The new information is that your body is a spiritual being in and of itself. It is there as a physical representation of the God of who you are. And it is to be held in respect and honor and grace as much as you hold your spiritual journey, your spiritual self. Oftentimes, we trade off things in our lives. For example, in order to be successful and make money, I'll work so hard that I will trade off my physical health. There's many people that think in their journey of ascension, they have to trade off their physical self. They have to give up the pleasures of the world. You are a spiritual being in a spiritual body, and you want to play big in that. You want to claim that you're a free body, that your body is free. And we were right on when we have been talking about talking to our body and telling it how much we love it. We were absolutely getting the correct information that we had to start loving and expressing that to our body so that we could finally understand and get the highest information that our body is a spiritual being, a spiritual entity in and of itself. You're safe and secure to be that, guys, in this world. We're safe and secure to allow joy and health and abundance all at the same time. Another piece of information separate or, well, different, if you will, than this. Somebody said, Dee, you talk about I am my highest answer all the time. What does that mean? And it was so interesting when we asked what the channel said. It was basically when you ask, when you listen, and then you receive, that's your highest answer. And that's what I did with this disconnect. Now, there's more that's going to be coming into the show around this disconnect. Can I have it now? Well, I guess I should go to the callers. Yes. All right, before I do, I want to invite anybody and everyone that wants to help change the world with this work to Creation Station 1. It is now up so that you can sign up for it. It's June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. It is a miraculous weekend where we teach and explore and expand all of this amazing information and work. We go into channeling how you can receive your highest information, how you can create your own modality, all of it. It's, of course, how to work with the sheets, which I work with all the time. And yes, the books will still be involved, although I don't work with the books much more on the show. That's interesting, but they just said definitely going, the old books or some new books are going to be used in Creation Station. And the aging webinar, I know everybody's going, wow, we just had the hormone. But it's the only Wednesday I could do it. It's next Wednesday already. Dr. Brodici will be back with me because his two specialties are hormones and aging. And, of course, you know, the two of them dovetail. Already we've been given the information. If you do not have a dream that you are pursuing in your life, you will have started your aging process already. Interesting, huh? So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of that. Yes, and we are going to the calls. I invite you to put your hand up because your stuff is my stuff, is everybody's stuff. And I really want to get the highest complete, and it's possible. It's possible on this call to get all the information around disconnect. So if anything's coming up around disconnect or disconnecting from your body, please put your hand up. And, guys, just know that we're going to try and hit as many people as we can today. So, you know I love you, and I want to hear all about you, but keep your story short. Okay, we're off and running. And we're going to go to Steve in New York. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, Dee, I am feeling so fucking great. I cannot tell you. Everything that we have worked on for months, is my body's really starting to come true. I did.
Yay!
Yay, indeed. And it's, you know, about, since the theme is about connecting, it's connecting everything with the body because it's the now vehicle. It's where what we drive.
Oh, my God, well put. I am the now vehicle. Let's claim that. That is so fun, and the channel is saying absolutely right on. I love it. I'm going to write that down. Okay, go ahead. Give us some more testimonials.
I had a great audition yesterday morning for casting director who finally called me in. I had a singing audition yesterday where the pianist didn't show up, so I said, look, I have it on video. Just watch this. Who else would do that?
Oh, that's awesome. Be prepared, little Boy Scout.
Yes, and then the reading, which I did not know I had to do, was about a show business couple squabbling. Like, I have to rehearse that. So,
Hey, you may totally forget what that's all about in the next year, Steve. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be really great, but I would still love to act it. And the whole, like, thing of, I went to get tickets for Rush tickets, which are discount tickets for a Broadway show, get them on the same day. They were dark tonight, and I didn't know that. So I went next door to another show, which I wanted to see, all by opening my heart. And they didn't even advertise cheap tickets. And I said, do you have discount tickets today? They went, yep, $30. They went, give me two. And it's like, it's a whole thing. I'm finally able to open my heart. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, you're opening your heart. And what I want to underline here, Steve, and for everybody, because this is what Steve is bringing forward. He's staying in his power. Oh, the accompaniment didn't show up? Here, play the tape. You know, before, Steve, I would have thought that that might have put you in reaction, you know,
right,
where you lost your power and went, well, why does this happen to me? And, you know, why does life have to be so hard? Acting's hard enough and all that stuff that we used to go to, right?
But it's a joke on the techno universe. That's what I mean,
but
it's so, you know, it's like I could like, whoa, it's so incredible. On the way, I said, oh, I have to do a singing audition. I got nervous, and I went, open your heart. And the nerves disappeared instantly and turned to passion.
Yeah, it really is miraculously that way, guys. It really is. And I'm kind of like in and out of knowing and doubt around this new relationship that I'm playing around in, you know. And when I open my heart, everything is very clear. But we just like to give that head trip. So don't forget that your mind, your brain, your soul is all a part of your body also. There is no disconnect. Your body is your soul, is your spirit, is your spiritual being, is your heart, is your brain. Your body houses all of it. So honor it and revere it as the amazing entity it is. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Oh, listen, thank you a gazillion times.
You bet. You bet. Love you. All right, Miss Susan, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you. I've been working on my book, and when I got it back from my reader, what do you call it? My editor.
Editor.
Yeah, she had all these notes, so I started rewriting it, and I rewrote it, put it into, put it into the book form there on the internet, and they lost it. They totally lost the book. I couldn't find my copy of it, so I had to rewrite it again.
Well, that's that's definitely disconnect. And
yes,
there's
definitely
something really big here, because how could you not have a copy of your book? You saved it.
I know. I saved it, and I couldn't find it.
Well, it's on there somewhere.
I know. I finally found something, so I'm going back, and apparently I need to still do some more editing on it. So I'm doing that.
Well,
I found part of it. So
actually, we need to do some editing on you. So let's find out what part of Susan needs to be edited so she's connected to this success. Those are the highest words. So we're claiming the symbol I Am Divine Love. Sheets. Book. Give me a song.
Oh. Nobody does it better.
Okay. Well, that's perfect. Is that better?
That's not the name, but that's, you know.
Well, yeah, I have the song. Hold on, because there's a lot coming in at me right now. That's the highest word. Perfection is the highest word, Susan. And if you are in competition with yourself because you feel like you need to be perfect, you literally will lose it. You'll lose yourself somewhere in the atmosphere because there is no perfection. There is only experience. I probably had to go back and re-edit Conscious Creation and Bright Light, well, maybe 20 times,
mm-hmm.
you know. And finally, when my editor and I looked at it, and a lot of times it's technical stuff, but what you're bringing forward is, if you are disconnected from the God of you, then you will continually try to be perfect because you won't know that you already are.
Okay.
Okay.
I came up with another book.
What?
I came up with another book real quick.
Well, you want to get this one done first, but,
well,
right?
This one's complete. Yeah, this one's very short.
Okay. Are you going to work with an editor on that too?
No.
Okay. Well, why?
Because it's called The Key to All Wisdom, page 1, Go Within, and that's it.
I like that one, dude. Yeah, that doesn't need much editing. Maybe it needs to be
embellished
a little bit.
I don't think that one needs any editing.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
So, guys, I want to take a moment to balance everything that's come through in Susan's call there. That's a good marker for you around when you're disconnected. If you're looking for, it's not good enough, I'm not good enough, I have to do it again, I have to be better, I have to do more, whatever that is about for you, that's a cue that we're disconnecting from the oneness. Remember the new statement, I am committed to one, happy, healthy, prosperous, whole, and that makes me happy, baby. And it's easy and simple and quiet and complete now, consistently and forever. And so it is. All righty, on to Brian in New Jersey. Hi, sweet thing.
Hey, how's it going, Dee?
Fabulous.
Good, good. A couple things. Number one, a couple weeks ago, I just needed to share this. Got some information. It's pretty much everything that you're always talking about, it, but it just presented to me in a different way. Things were going really, really good. I was getting job after job and offer after offer, and you know, money started coming in, and things were going really, really great, and I was expressing my gratitude for it all the time, and a little voice said to me, don't feel like you're a victim of good luck.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that awesome?
Oh, my God, that shot me across the room when you said that.
And I was like, wow. I felt the same way. I'm like, wow. It's like, okay. Because,
oh,
you know,
Brian,
it's easy to feel like you're a victim,
you know,
of bad luck, right?
Well, yeah. How about I'm the victor of creation?
Yeah.
You know, like all this stuff is just happening to you. Without any of your doing, it's just all this great stuff is just good luck. You know, you've heard that statement, you make your luck.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had to share that with you.
Oh, my God. Let's balance back quick.
Okay.
I am divine love, invoking the symbol, the statement, the masculine, feminine, and child statement. We're invoking all the rays, flames, and lights. This is big, I guess. I'm not quite sure why it's big, except that yes, I have it. In the context of disconnect, if we think we're just experiencing good luck, we're disconnected from the God of us that's creating it.
That's right.
And therefore, we don't have the experience that we can always depend on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can always depend on our creation. You can't always depend on good luck. It's happens
right.
to us, right?
That's true. Very true.
Oh, Brian, I am so freaking glad you called in with this. Hold on. Is there anything else? No. But everybody, you're really being invited here now to know and understand and claim the power of you.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Thank you for that, Brian.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And now for, well, not maybe not something completely different, but I'm very glad that you mentioned that healing was going to be a major topic of today. I'm trying to figure out now, how is the God of me involved with this? For the past few years, I've been dealing with blood sugar issues, with high blood sugar. And, you know, I've been working with my doctor and nutritionist and whatnot to try to bring everything under control. And, you know, recently he had me on medication for a while, and it was ironic. I started testing my blood sugar, and recently I ran out of medication, but have certainly been improving, you know, my health habits and actually watched my blood sugar drop after I went off of the meds. And it was going really fine up until about this week. And this week I noticed, you know, I was, like you were saying earlier, putting your physical health aside in order to do other work that, you know, you felt needed to be done. I was busy working on my business taxes this week, staying up till all hours of the night, not getting enough sleep, you know, probably
okay,
eating
I've
what
got
I should
it.
Be eating. Yes, please, please.
Okay. They took me to number 7 on the first sheet, which, if anybody's new listening, are available in the Balance podcast at imdwallace.com. Okay, and that is, I accept that I'm the creation of all creation. Mm-hmm. So is your blood sugar good luck, or is it your creation, Brian?
It's certainly my creation.
Okay.
I understand that.
Well, but what I'm hearing is what outside forces, like food and stress and all that stuff, what outside forces that are outside of me that are not within the scope of the God that I am, mm-hmm. what outside forces are creating the blood sugar?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
And so it dovetails perfectly with what you're saying. If we are going to know that we are the victors of our creation instead of the victims of good luck, we've got to know that we are also the victors of talking to our miraculous body and telling it to balance itself, that we know it can. And let us know what we need to do to help it and support it in any way. But just, I want you to just start opening your heart and really loving your body. And I have to say, I'm not a doctor because we're dealing with something physical here.
Naturally.
You know, but that's what, this is a perfect example of how subconsciously we have separated our body from our soul and our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we've gotten that we're the directors of the energy, but when it comes to our body, not so much.
Okay.
You got it?
I think so.
So, well, basically, love your body, worship your body. Worship your body as the God and the spiritual entity that it is.
Okay.
I cannot tell you. Well, I've been working with myself and two other people, and some miraculous stuff is happening just from this honoring and holding the body in reverence as the God it is.
Okay.
Hold on. There's something else coming in. Sheets, book. Give me a movie.
Oh, gosh. First thing that pops in, I have to say E.T.
Okay. Well, that's a perfect example. E.T.
Yeah.
was dying,
mm-hmm.
and it had to get home.
Yep.
If its body didn't die, it needed to, well, come back and be the powerful God that it was and create itself, getting home, which is a metaphor, of course, for getting back to the God of us.
Right.
okay?
Yeah.
When E.T. decided to go home and allow, and I'm going to the body, so in E.T., metaphorically, E.T. had to allow the kids to help it get home. You have to allow everything in your body to balance and neutralize. Did you listen to the hormone thing?
I had not yet.
Okay, there's information in there. I don't remember talking about blood sugar, but somewhere, just balance the information that you hear in the hormone webinar when you listen to it, because there's information in there for you. And I know absolutely that hormones affect. Okay, that's so, Brian, direct your pituitary to send the message. This is it. Okay. Direct the pituitary to send the message through your hormonal and glandular bodies to communicate to all of the universe within your body.
Okay.
To balance itself in sweetness. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Because, okay, metaphorically, what you did when you did the taxes is you stopped sweetly loving yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm going to put my body aside and go do all this stuff that I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, cherish is the highest word. I cherish my body.
Right.
Is there anything else? So we're all claiming I am divine love, the symbol around this, and so it is. Wow, thank you for that one.
My pleasure.
Oh, my God. Let me know, will you? I will know. Okay, bye.
I'll keep you posted. Thanks, bye.
Okay, Linda in Minnesota, what's up?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I thought I was going to ask you about one thing, but as I was listening, I think I'm going to ask you about this other thing. I disconnected. When I test, I'm open everywhere. All my chakras are open. And yet, I feel. Is that you or me?
I don't know who it is. Oh, yeah. Steve's still on. That's why. No, Steve's not on. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know who
I
we're
know.
Hearing, but go ahead. All your chakras are open and you test and what?
And so, but and yet I seem like I've got some kind of a blockage in my throat because I have a lot of mucus in my throat and I have, you know, some difficulty swallowing and it feels like my tongue is kind of swollen and this has really been going on.
Yeah,
since
Linda,
we've been
all
doing
your
the
chakras,
work on the house.
All your chakras are blocked.
They are?
Yep.
Then why do they test that? Why
because
test
you're
them switched. Today?
You're switched.
Oh, I'm switched.
Do you know how to unswitch yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So for those of you that don't, just hold a fist in front of your eyes with your fingers facing towards your face. And on the count of three, we're just going to bring our hand toward our face and pop our fingers open like a firework. One, two, three. Now, if you're not switched, it won't hurt you. If you are switched, it'll switch you back. So, yes, all of your chakras, all of them. Okay, they want to give you what created this sheet. Give me a movie.
Papillon.
Papillon. And what does that have to do with your dad? Why is your dad a victim and a prisoner who's trying to escape? And that's where you're at right now. What are you trying to escape? Okay, let me
my
help you out here.
My past comes to my mind?
Yes, and your past is you.
Right.
You can't escape you, guys.
Right. Okay.
You can't escape you. Nor should you try to escape you. You are the God that you have to work with. You are the God that's directing everything. So if you're judging yourself or trying to escape from yourself in any way, then you are not honoring the God that you are. Do you see, the one energy doesn't go, oh, that's bad and that's good. The one energy says, well, there's another experience. What do I get to learn? There's another experience. What do I get to feel? There's another experience, right? And that's, again, going back to, well, first of all, that's what we have to connect back into. And we definitely have to connect back into that with our body. also.
So am I disconnected from my body? Because I feel like I'm in my body.
You're disconnected from the God of you that lives within your body. You see, we put God out there. We put our own spirituality out there instead of knowing it's within this spiritual body that we're walking around with on this plane that gave of itself to come in the densest place where we feel the most pain and have the most contrast, and our body said, yes, I'll do that for you. So I want you to start having a whole different respect and honor for your physical body, which is actually a spiritual entity. And when you have stuff in your throat, guys, it's about speaking your truth.
Right.
So I want you to come forward, Linda, all today and all week. Again, this is physical, so I'm talking about energetically. You can dissipate this in 3 days, but you have to speak your truth and be in your power of the God that you are to everyone, including yourself. Okay? There's nothing else. So if it's hers, it's ours, and we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all
big
of
one.
This. It's a very big one, and it's what Steve started off. That's what it sounds like when you're creating experiences of doing it already. And he started the show with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's been a journey for him, and nobody's saying it's not a journey, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be a long journey. It doesn't have to be a hard journey. It doesn't have to be difficult. It can be easy, but not until you go, yeah, I'm God, and my body is the God that body that I walk around with on this plane.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
You bet. Many blessings.
You too.
All right, Nancy in Pennsylvania. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
Hi, you talk about synchronicity. I've been thinking about ET. Stopped last night at McDonald's, where they have televisions now in the fast food places. What's on television? ET.
My gosh. What are they playing it now for? Usually
it was on
IONS.
It was on IONS. So I raced home, and I sat for the last half hour, and cried at the same spots. And I thought, I've hugged that woman. I've hugged that actress. I know
absolutely,
her.
Nancy. Yeah.
You talk about synchronicity. Then the other thing about reconnecting and connecting with my body and my emotions, I visited several cemeteries yesterday, and I basically had my little ceremonies to say thank you to my former boyfriends, to a couple boyfriends that had died, to my dad, to great-grandparents. I really did all of that and just felt free. My body felt free just to, I don't know, I got the pressure of them. I just felt the pressure from them on me. And so I just, you know, let go of that. And this morning I called my mom, 91, and she said, have you been working out at LA Fitness? And I said, no, I've needed a breather from that. I just was too exhausted emotionally. And she, you know, she said, well, gee, maybe it's time, you know, now that you've rested, to go back to your Zumba and your dance classes and your swimming and your hot tub.
Well, and all that stuff, you know, does create oxytocin in our body, within our bodies. Oh, I'm going back to you, Brian. Oxytocin. Google that. And that's the feel-good hormone.
Yes.
It allows us to really feel good and happy when you fall in love, you know. And so that makes sense if you're releasing all of this weight from you, why you would feel better, your energy would open up, and you know, release more oxytocin for yourself. You create
yourself
feeling better.
I got in my car, 8:30, I was over there, Zumba'd for an hour, swam and hot tubbed, and then they had free samples of smoothies, so I thought, and apples with peanut butter on. I thought, this is wonderful. I'm taking care of everything in my body.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm back in the, I realized the connection of body, soul, spirit, heart, and everything. And
you bet. And you see, when you're burdened down with sorrow and grief and allowing other energy to, well, consume you is the highest word, then you're not taking care of the temple of your body either.
Yes. So I took care of the temple of my body by thanking the universe for all these boyfriends and my relatives for existing to create me in this moment now. And you talked about dream. It hit me. I have wanted a TV show for the longest time. I'm a retired biologist. I love biology. And like the past just couple of years has been get into communication, some kind of YouTube. I don't know. I'm doing a little of everything. So, and it's all new and unknown to me, but I keep visualizing a TV show like The School of Life. And you have, the bells chime every 7 minutes. You have new little speakers.
A big yes on it. I'm sorry, Nancy, because I've got a lot of callers waiting.
Yeah, okay. But
I just want to acknowledge that I get a big yes on that. And
wow.
This is a perfect example of someone keeping creating dreams. And that keeps you interested, and that keeps you young, and that feeds the oxytocin in your body.
Yes.
So back to Brian, if we have to do our taxes, we are the gods that are in charge of the perspective that we get to hold while we're doing it.
Right.
And the perspective that we hold creates the hormones and how they're creating themselves and functioning, which supports our body and our blood sugar, I'm getting. So when everything is in balance, and we know that comes from an open heart, the choice of joy and the choice of love. If there's nothing else that you have to know that those three things are supporting the temple of the body as well as the mind, spirit, and soul. Thank you, Nancy. Thanks. It's great to talk to you again, baby.
Thank you, Dee. Bye-bye.
Margaret in Chattanooga, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
A couple of things. First, financially, things are ever so much better.
Great, honey.
I'm working as a virtual assistant and earning enough money with that to get me out of survival with enough to begin to pay back some of the stuff that I couldn't do when the money wasn't.
Oh, sweetheart, good for you.
So that
good for you that you created that. I know it's been a journey for you, but awesome.
It has been, and it's just, that part, seems like I've come out of that journey pretty well.
Well, you're continuing to create that journey really well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm also dealing with taxes and blood sugar issues, but you've already discussed those.
All right, wait a minute. There's something else about blood sugar now. We had to get to some of this other stuff. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
E.T.
Oh, God, you guys. Okay. Again, they're saying they took me right to his heart center. So can we all open our hearts? Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. In regards to the balance within my body and the balance of my body itself, I am an open heart. I choose to always be an open heart, to always direct an open heart around the blood sugar that I am. Wow. Somebody, while we're on, somebody Google blood sugar for me, because there's words that I need to do, and I'm not privy enough with the computer to do it while I've got you on. So somebody do it for me that's coming up. Jill, I'm going to get to you. So, Jill, if you can do that, or Suzanne. Okay. And what else, Margaret? Because there's something else we need to get to.
Okay. Well, what I called in about to begin with is I feel disconnected I've been really connected to spirit, and I feel disconnected. I know I can't really be disconnected from spirit, but it feels that way, like I'm disconnected from my own guidance.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Those are the highest words, most correct words, most complete words. You're feeling disconnected. All right, everybody listen to this. It's really important. Stop what you're doing and listen. You're feeling disconnected because things are going so well.
How?
So it's like, well, I only reach out for God when I'm in trouble, right? I only turn to God when things are so bad, there's no place else to turn to. So the only thing that's happened, I'm just laughing because it's so much, so parallel to my life and some places that are going on, is you've closed your channel down because things are going so well. And I've said this many, 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 many times, guys. The more your creation is going perfectly, that's when you keep creating even more.
Well, I feel like now that I'm not just trying to earn enough money to keep the body alive and well, it's time to turn to whatever I'm here to do. And I think there's some hesitancy to do that.
Margaret, you have been doing what you are here to do. Do you understand? You've been learning and understanding about your own energy and the creation of it. You've been learning to keep your heart open. You've been learning to direct your energy. That's what you are here for. So now you can choose anything and everything you want to do, and as long as you take it into that, then it's possible. Then that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, I'm going to keep trying to find my dream, and I don't feel like I have a dream.
Well, you have to have a dream, or you can't make a dream come true. That's from South Pacific.
Okay.
So, you see, your dream has been just to stay alive.
Yeah, my dream has been to handle survival, and I've handled that.
Exactly. Now you get to make a bigger dream. So dare to dream big. You know, sit down and make a list of all the things that you think are absolutely impossible for you to do.
Okay.
Okay. And now make a list of everything that you haven't done yet but you think might be possible. And pick one and get going.
Okay.
Because what's holding you up, Margaret, is simply you don't think it's possible because all that's been possible so far is survival. So whenever that comes up, what's feeling like I don't have a dream is really the doubt that you can create anything greater than just surviving. So whenever you feel that or have a feeling around that or a thought around that, I want you to just stop and go, I'm worth it and I deserve it and I'm going for my dream. Okay, honey?
Okay, thanks, Dee.
Thank you. Okay, Suzanne in Oregon. Hi, baby. You're on.
Oh, my goodness, Dee. It's been forever. I've been going through the same stuff, everything that you've been talking about so far.
Well, look at the surprise on our face.
Hello. Well, the one thing that really got me is being the victim of my good luck.
Didn't that just shoot you across the...
Honestly, I was sitting on the porch drinking my coffee, and I just about dropped it all over myself.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because I had a tree fall in my house, and then the insurance wouldn't take care of things, and then all of a sudden I got this great loan, and things were happening, and then money started coming in, and I was like, wait a minute, I just had a tree fall in my house. I should be depressed, and things should be all, you know, messed up.
Yeah, that's our old story, see?
Yes. Yes,
what you should be doing is creating the money. Oh, a tree fell on my house. All right, well, God, you and I are going to create some money here. Take care of this. Next.
Yes, exactly. And so, and now I mean, every level that you've been talking about, as far as the dream, it's like my son moved out, and all of a sudden I felt like my dream went away.
Because your son moved out?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a yes on that.
And
so
then it was like,
So, Suzanne, can you start doing shit for yourself instead of him?
Yes.
Well, thank you. Because you've been doing it for him, and let me tell you, I've walked myself through that in the last year and a half.
Yes, with your daughter.
My daughter has a boyfriend she's taken care of. They're, I think, going to get engaged.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, holy hell, now I get to live my life.
Yeah, well, see, that was the other thing, is that he was going out with a gal for about a year and a half, and they were doing great, and then he was talking about moving in with her and blah, 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 and then out of the blue, she broke up with them. And so he's going through all this depression and stuff, and, of course, I feel it also.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah,
and actually, if you feel it, you're not, you're enabling him more, and you're not supporting him as much. That was a big thing that came through the parenting channel. Is that the more worried about your children you are, the more disservice you are doing for them.
You know, this is great. I know I paid for that one, and I never listened to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
All righty, then. Well, I'd maybe go back and take that big $20 and order it again, you know?
Well, yeah, I even looked up blood sugar. On Google.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's exactly what I've been doing. It's like eating so much sugar just to make my body feel
just,
good.
Can you read me the first paragraph, and I'll hear the words I need.
Let me see here. It talks about testing your blood sugar. The tiny blood, tiny.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I needed. Welcome to the channel. And yes, you too can learn to do this in Creation Station. So our blood sugar is directly related to how much we're testing ourselves. And when we don't face head on knowing that we are the creators of whatever is testing us, then everything stops flowing, our heart shuts down, we get congested, and our blood doesn't get rid of the impurities, and our liver doesn't, you know, balance stuff and all that. I'm not a doctor, but they're giving this to me very clearly. So what we have is like a little formula here coming together that whenever we're tested, our bodies start breaking down and creating shit that they don't need so that we can go, oh, my God, I've got to take care of my body. I have to take care of myself. I have to focus on myself. And then the flow starts happening again. But I would like to submit to everyone that we don't have to be sick to do that anymore. You know? When
totally
we hear
perfect,
that quiet little voice, we're just going to go, it's all about me, it's all about me, and I'm taking care of me first, period.
Wow. I can see without squinting this morning. This is great.
I can see clearly now.
I know. No, but the farm's been doing great. Everything's fine. It's like all this internal stuff is going on with my body. And every time I hear something for, you know, that creation, allowing myself to have that dream, and I've always had that, you know, that feeling like you're always in love and you're just like boom, boom, boom and creating.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I feel like everything stopped.
Okay. Well, it only stops because you're testing yourself and not passing the test of creation. Okay?
I love it,
Dee. All this, we're claiming I am divine love, baby.
I am.
The symbol, the new statement, the masculine, feminine child, the rays, flames, and lights. They're throwing it all at me. And so it is. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Love you, girlfriend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Woohoo! Jill, what's up? Whoops, I didn't get you on. Here you go.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to think. What do I need to do to get unstuck?
Claim flow.
Say that again.
You have to claim the flow.
How do you do that?
What do you mean, how do you do that?
Claim the flow. What does that mean?
Well, okay. All of this work is based on the I am principle. God said I am that I am. In other words, I have to say I'm God and define myself as God if I'm God.
Okay.
Okay? You have to claim that you are flow. You have to define I am the God of Jill that's in flow. Everything about me is in flow. Because if everything about Jill is in flow, her life has to flow and she can't be stuck.
Okay, that does make sense.
Okay. Guys, in life, things are either congested or they're in flow. So if money stopped, if health has stopped somewhere, you better know that you're being tested to open up yourself as the flow again. The body that opens up or that holds, well, yes, and opens up our spiritual experience on this plane must be in flow. And that's why, remember months ago, Patricia Cote Robles, I was really enamored with her book. And basically she said we've got to address the health and wellness issues in the world, because how can we address the greater things that we are here to do while we're worried about blood sugar? Right?
Okay.
Okay. So we are directing our energy now. When we claim and say, I am divine love, and I am divine love around flow, and when I say that, I am directing my energy, the energy of me, which is everything that I am, to be in flow.
Okay. I think I'm going to write that down.
All you have to do is I am flow, and make sure you direct your heart to open up, because if your heart's not open, baby cakes, flow doesn't happen.
Okay, what was the sentence you said before that? Do you remember?
All you need is I am flow.
I am.
I, Jill, am the God of me.
Okay,
God of me. To be flow.
Okay.
Don't get too involved with the words, guys.
Right, but I, like, otherwise I forget. Like, okay, what was the message?
I want you to just be more involved with the feeling. What does it feel like for everything in your life? Your health, your wellness, your money, your relationships. What does that feel like to be in divine flow?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect, perfect end to a great, fabulous show. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Wow, you guys.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. What a show. Seriously, look at what you all brought in, and now I'm feeling really bad that I didn't get to the rest of you. I'm so, oh, my God, everybody and their brothers on this. Hold on. Is there anything we didn't get to? Just know that I'm checking this with the channel. Seriously, every single question that anybody that didn't get on the call asked was answered. So let's recap. I am flow. My body is a spiritual entity housing my spirit. It is part of my spiritual journey, and I honor it and revere it and respect it as the God that it is. Okay, song. And that an open heart and joy and love absolutely keeps you connected in every way to your body, mind, soul, spirit, brain, beingness. An open heart is the connection to the God that you are and to the wellness and health in your body. And so it is. Okay, again, hold on. Is there anything else? No. So really want to invite you to this aging webinar. If you didn't do the hormone one, you don't know how awesome Dr. Brodici is. He brings in all of the physical things about aging and what you can do about it and the misnomers, and there are a million misnomers out there about aging. And then, of course, we match that with all the channels information and energetically what's behind everything. So that's next Wednesday. You can sign up at imdwallace.com. Go to the webinars. It should be there. It also comes out in the e-blast, and you can sign up from my e-blast. If you don't receive the e-blast, please sign up for it at imdwallace.com. Okay, going to be in Florida, going to be in London, guys. Going to do a day workshop July 13th in London, and I'm going to do a day workshop, May, it's in June, 15th in Florida. Love to see all of you there. Love to get some faces to all this energy that I work with all the time. So we're opening our hearts. We are committed to being in joy, in love, to being the creation of that as ourselves. I am joy. I am love. I am the open heart. And in that, all is created for me. Love yourselves, guys. It's the key to everything. And I'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.